This is Spice Radio 1200 AM. You're tuned into the Morning Buzz with me, Natasha, along with me, Mankiran. Dogs are man's best friend. And of course, with my fur baby, I have found that one true love with Nimbu. And today we're going to talk about the wonderful world of dogs as we connect with Meredith Arascook. She is a communications and campaigns manager at Pacific Assistance Dogs Society, Yaniki PADS, which is Canada's first fully accredited assistance dog international school. That's where, yes, doggies go to school. A very good morning to Meredith and a warm welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hello. Nice to reconnect with you, Natasha.
It's always wonderful, Meredith. Now, we want to just check in and see what's happening at PADS, at the doggy school. What's new?
Oh, what's new? Well, we have lots of new dogs in our what we call advanced training, and they're learning their specialized skills to help their future clients. The hearing dogs are learning how to understand the different sounds in their world so they can alert their clients. The PTSD dogs are learning how to comfort their client when they've either had a nightmare or something other disturbing thing happened to them. And our wheelchair assistance dogs are learning to pick things up off the ground and retrieve them for their clients. So it's a busy time at PADS. We're having a lot of fun. We have lots of new litters coming too as well, so that means we need puppy raisers to help us bring these beautiful babies into full working service dogs. So yeah, lots of activity, lots of excitement on campus.
Meredith, I'd love to trade in my job for yours. You seem to be in puppy paradise. Now, just to give an insight into what do PADS dogs do?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, PADS dogs or Pacific Assistance dogs are assistance dogs, so they help people in various different ways. So we place dogs in four different programs. So as I said, the hearing dogs, they work with someone that has limited hearing or no hearing so that they can help them alert when they drop something on the ground. We can hear that, but a person with limited hearing may not be able to hear that, or when the doorbell rings, or even when a baby cries, or your name being called. So a dog can help with that. Our newest program, our PTSD program, the dogs actually work with an individual that has PTSD and work with them to make sure that some of their symptoms can be alleviated through the love and comfort of a dog and allow them to regain some of their past activities, being able to go outside, being able to go into grocery stores, shopping centers, and not feel overwhelmed by the sounds and the things around them. So that's two of our programs. And of course, everyone is very familiar with the service dogs that work with people in mobility, like with mobility devices, so wheelchairs and things like that. And then our AFD or accredited facility dog program, people maybe don't know that one as well, but we do have a lot of dogs in schools, dogs working in the criminal justice facility departments and various police departments. We also have dogs working in hospitals. We have dogs working in hospices. So, you said it earlier, dogs are our best friend, and they do so many things for us. And it's really an experience to be a part of that community and help bring these dogs to the people that need them.
And dogs definitely looks like they have some kind of superpowers, and so many of them. Wow. Now, why are they mostly Labradors? I mean, I'm looking at either Goldens or Labradors that are used at PADS. Are there other dogs as well? Or do Labrador Retrievers and Goldens have some extra special powers?
Well, I'm a little biased. But, the Golden Retrievers and the Labrador Retrievers have very nice temperaments, right? They have the willingness and the ability to work, the intelligence to work. They are of good sizes. Like our hearing dogs tend to be a little on the small side, where our wheelchair dogs need to be a little bit more robust. So this breed really does meet all the criteria for us. And so it's the food motivation and the ease of training, the temperament and overall intelligence of the dog just makes it a really nice a service animal. It's just lovely.
So Meredith, when does the training start? At what age?
Well, actually, the training starts very closely after birth. It's not really training per se. It's just sort of getting the puppy used to being in the human world, right? So there are just different things that are wonderful breeder caretakers. These are volunteer families that look after these dogs to make sure that these puppies live long and healthy lives. So it really starts fairly early. But puppy raising, where they actually go out into the world, starts at about 8 weeks of age.
Wow. And how do you know that a dog is a PAD dog certified dog? So do they have an exam of sorts?
Well, we do various assessment trainings. We, as you said, we're a member of Assistance Dog International, or ADI, and there are certain guidelines that we have to follow and certain testings that we have to do. So we do make sure that these dogs continue to want to do the jobs that they're being asked to do, and they have the temperament and the health to be able to continue to do the job. So there are various testings throughout, but it's not necessarily like you sit down in a classroom and you take a test. These dogs get to sort of play and do various things just to see what their reaction to the environment is. So it's not really a test per se. It's more of just continual assessment just to make sure that everybody is healthy and happy.
Wow. Now, I believe you just said that there are a lot of volunteer families who get involved. So how do people get involved, and do they need a certification?
Yes, we are always looking for volunteers. PADS is 90% volunteer run. We are heavily reliant upon the amazing village that supports us. And there are a number of different jobs in this volunteer community. And the one that is most needed right now, as I mentioned earlier, are the breeder caretaker families. These are the ones that take the mama dog and look after her during her pregnancy and her puppy stages. And then they keep her as their beloved home family pet until she has puppies again. And so our female dogs, our breeding dogs, they really only have a few litters just to make sure that everybody's healthy and happy. And so these families, they get to be with the puppies and look after the mama dog, and it's really, really rewarding. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding. And then, of course, our puppy raisers that take the dogs from about 8 weeks until 18 months, and then our puppy sitters. And we're always looking for puppy sitters all over the Lower Mainland as well, because our puppy raisers like to go on vacation, and they have things that maybe they can't take their puppies to. Then our puppy sitters, our amazing group of puppy sitters, come in and fill in the blanks when our puppy raisers can't have their puppies with them. So always looking for help. You can go onto our website, pads.ca/volunteer, to read more about our programs and how you can help us. But it's really rewarding. And before being employed by PADS, I have been a volunteer with my husband for almost 15 years. So it's an amazing community.
Wow. And I do know that, you know, there are dogs who, after they finish their work, like this is a job that they have as well, they are also called release dogs. So there's also a need for volunteers to adopt them, right? Or people to adopt them.
Yeah. So not all of our dogs choose the life of a service dog. And that is, as we say, we want to make sure everybody's healthy and wanting to do the work. So we do have a released dog program, and we do from time to time have dogs available to the community. All of this information is, again, available on our website at pads.ca/adopt. And it is something that comes up from time to time where the dog is not suitable for the working environment. So yeah, we do have folks that would volunteer and want to adopt these dogs. But we also have a program that's very unique, is the VIP program, which is Very Important Pet. And these dogs are actually placed with families that may have individuals that have a disability, that may benefit from having a very well-trained dog, but are not ready to have their own service dog. So, you know, younger children and things like that. So we have a variety of different things going on that people want to get involved in. They can visit our website and see how they can join our community.
Meredith, also, I guess if people don't have the time to be paw parents, there's also other ways to contribute. One is some fundraisers that you'll organize from time to time. Anything coming up in the next 1 or 2 weeks?
We don't have anything. We've just finished the Pedals for Pads Pickleball charity fundraiser that was done over all of British Columbia. We had 23 different clubs participating, and of course we loved having our volunteer community in each and every one of those areas, so that was really amazing. We do have a Shred fundraiser. I don't know if everyone's familiar. You bring your documents and you can have them shredded for a small donation. That happens in June, so that's still a little ways out. It's June 8th. Saturday, so you can come to campus in Burnaby, meet the dogs, and get your private documents shredded for a small fee. So that, we've always been looking for people to come and help at our various events and things like that.
Now, Meredith, before I let you go, one fun fact about Pads dogs. I mean, there are many, but just one.
One fun I have too many. about Pads, that it's really... We are all about our community, and without our community, we would not be where we are. And we place these dogs in to help people. And our motto is that we change lives one dog at a time. And a fun fact is that often it's your life. When you volunteer for Pads, you change your life for the better. And that is something that I think is really amazing. And I'm a testament to that because I am a better person because I am in this community.
Absolutely. And so am I. Just having dogs around you makes you a better person. And I wish more people were like dogs. Thank you so much, Meredith. Thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you again. Lovely to catch up.
Same here.